Good morning. You are tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Andrew Tomes, who's the Executive Director of Sitka Conservation Society, and Grace Haring, who is a photographer and a junior at Sitka High School. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Brooke. Good morning.
I make sure I have the right mics on. I do. So we're here to talk about, I think it's a very exciting project. Both Allen Point Cabin and Fred's Creek Cabin recently were worked on, but not in the way that we're sort of used to. I think people who use the cabins understand that they're often worked on by the Forest Service, the trail crew, but this is a different sort of project. Andrew, can you talk about this project?
Yeah, we, the Sitka Conservation Society, partnered with the Forest Service to renovate the Fred's Creek and Allen Point Cabin. We put new floors in, new decks, and new stoves. And we were able to raise some outside money for this project. The Forest Service has had budget changes where the congressional delegation has prioritized the timber sales on Prince of Wales Island. And so our recreation programs and cabin maintenance hasn't got the funding that it has had in the past to keep the cabins up. So we've had to work with the Forest Service to find some outside funding to get those renovations done on those two cabins. And those two cabins were selected because those are the most popular and most booked cabins on the Sitka Ranger District.
But kind of focused on this project this time. So you got a grant from the National Forest Foundation, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And that's where the funding came from this particular time. And then who did the work for these two projects, these two cabins?
So we contracted out local carpenters to do Fred's Creek Cabin. It was Olin Moore, Tristan Rhodes, and Ariel Miller from TM Construction did the work at Fred's Creek. And at Allen Point, the volunteer fire department went out and did the work, and they did the work as a fundraiser that went back to fire department operations. And I think both the fire department, the EMS, search and rescue were all involved in components of rebuilding Allen Point Cabin.
Wow. Well, that's a great community effort is the lovely thing about this project.
Yeah, they had a lot of people out there and a lot of support, boating materials back and forth and doing the construction out there.
Okay. Well, I want to turn to Grace now because you were kind of there for, well, at least at Fred's Creek, you were there for the whole thing. Is that correct?
Yes, I got to come up and see the old cabin and how it looked, and then stay in the cabin throughout the process and then see the end product as well.
So walk us through that. Tell us a little bit about what the cabin was looking like when you arrived and then what it transformed into by the time you left.
When we came up with the supplies, it was definitely looking a little neglected. There was a lot of rot in the deck, and right away the constructors and I started demolishing and ripping out nails, and they're just hard workers. And
so you got to do some of the work, not just photography.
Yeah, I did help out when they needed help. Okay. I didn't always have the camera on my hand because sometimes I was hauling boards, and with only four people crew remodeling a whole deck, they definitely needed my extra hands.
Wow.
Sometimes.
What an opportunity. And I want to talk about that. Like, how did you get, you get to do this project?
Andrew here and Bethany Goodrich approached me on the street, and it was really cool because Bethany's a huge role model for me, and when she introduced herself, I didn't realize that it was her, and then I did, and I was just like, oh my gosh, that's Bethany Goodrich. And it's just been a dream, and I learned a whole lot during the project, and working with these people was really, really cool. It was super fun.
And Bethany Goodrich, for people who don't know, Andrew, you work with her. Do you want to fill in who she, I mean, she's an Alaskan photographer.
Yeah, Bethany Goodrich does communications and photography work for Sitka Conservation Society. And, you know, we were watching people's photos on social media, and Bethany really, really loved Grace's photos that she saw. And I think Visit Sitka's picked up her photos, and she saw her photos on her social media and said, this young woman's a really talented photographer. We should get her involved in some of our projects.
Congratulations, Grace. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very exciting. So did you get any pictures beyond the of the cabin and the people working? Like, was there wildlife around? Did you go hiking? What else happened while you were out there?
Yeah, my priority was to capture the atmosphere of the people working and get it in a still shot. But also there was a local or a resident bear, a young one that was out during the day in the river right next door. And he was always fishing. And pretty soon the word bear wasn't said with exclamation. It was just, there's the bear. We named him Larry. And he just hung out.
And then did you also go over to Allen Point Cabin?
Yes, a few weeks after that, I went to Allen Point and stayed a few nights there as well and did the same thing. There wasn't a bear there, but it was still really fun.
And any sort of transfer, what did you see transform in that particular job? Or were you there for long enough to see the beginning and end?
It was pretty similar. There was, the cabin itself looked okay, but it just, it seemed just old and kind of sad. So we made it happy.
Yeah, and that cabin got a whole new deck on it. Cool. It got the exterior stained, cleaned with a pressure cleaner, and then restained. So it's got a real nice finish on the outside. And then the floors were redone, and a really nice new oil stove was put in at that cabin.
Wow. I kind of love that this was done towards the end of the summer season, and now locals have the winter to go out and get it for themselves. They can go stay the night and enjoy the work that was done, and especially having new stoves in the winter.
Yeah, the stoves are really nice that we put in. The Allen Point cabin has this really futuristic-looking chrome finished stove. It's a Norwegian, I think, manufactured marine stove, and it heats up really, really fast, and it's really efficient. And then the wood stove at Fred's Creek cabin is a really super efficient model. So I think the stove that was there before is about 20 years old. And since that time, wood stoves have had increases in efficiency and burn a lot less wood and hotter. And so we've got a really nice new stove in there that'll burn less wood and keep it warmer.
Fantastic. Well, does Sitka Conservation Society hope to do projects like this in the future? Just open to...
You know, we'll step in and do projects like this if it's needed. But honestly, this is a job that, you know, I hope that the Forest Service would continue to do. And we'll be advocating for them to have their budgets for these programs. You know, the investment that they make in trails, in recreation facilities, in these cabins are really important. And that's an area of the budget that we want to see prioritized.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew and Grace, for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
Sounds like a great project. I can't wait to check out these cabins myself. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.